and shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Bader Sports Center is excited to be part of the 2025 Phillips Home Sport and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at Phillips High School. Stop by the booth and check out some great deals on lacrosse and Danner footwear, Nebo flashlights, and Game Hide and Scentlock clothing. Check out new turkey calls and decoys, as well as hunting blinds and chairs from Rhino and Bulldog. As always, Bader's is happy to chat about anything outdoors. Bader's Sports Center, your destination for all things outdoors.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
All right, Reality Radio continues. The snow melts, and that means it's time for the musical at the Shawamigan School, and we're going to talk about that as we do each year, annual tradition. And Mark Donner, who is heading up the musical this year, is joining us. Mr. Donner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you for having us on today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. All right, so what do we have for all the people who love coming out to these every year? What do we have for the musical this year, Mr. Donner?
Okay, well, we're doing Cinderella Enchanted. We're going to present it on Friday and Saturday, March 21st and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. This is the Rodgers and Hammerstein version. It was written for television in 1957, starring Julie Andrews. And it was, at that time, it was the most watched TV program in history. Mm-hmm. And now today, it's licensed by Concord Theatricals. And they have four different versions to do. The original one, which was the one that was on TV. And this one, which is Cinderella Enchanted. There's also a Broadway Cinderella and a Cinderella Youth. So the Cinderella Enchanted is the one that was made famous, I think it was maybe in the 90s, by Whitney Houston and Brandy. So anyway, that's this version. It's just a very cute musical, beautiful music. I just want to thank all the people that helped make this possible. I can't do it alone, and it's just amazing how people step up and help out. And Angelina Wilson, who is my assistant director and choreography, she just brings the stage to life with her choreography. Tara Turvort and Tia Croft-Berringer, Rebecca Gentlin, Laura Cronin, costumes and props, from finding hoop skirts to constructing the magical dress that Cinderella wears to the ball. And that's really a cool thing to see. So that's worth coming just for that. And they also make sure all the costume changes go quickly. Terry Wilson, he built all the sets. He built the magical pumpkin coach, which is beautiful. Terry Wilson and Bill Weiler on lights and sound. This year we're incorporating projections. This is new for us. This is the thing that's been used in theater for a while now, and we're stepping up our auditorium a little bit. So this is cool. We have three projectors. So that's going to add a nice effect. We have Ann Keefe and Rebecca Eden painting the scenery. And they're assisted by a lot of dedicated high school students. They're also coordinating the stage crew. And that's such an important job, to make sure everything is where it's supposed to be. Right. Casey Hansen is working on the poster and publicity, along with Chad Palskill on the social media end. And Casey also does the program. And then we have Michelle Smith, who coordinates the lobby, making sure we have workers to collect tickets, sell concessions. It's just a big undertaking, and I appreciate the help so much. But most importantly, I just am so impressed with these young men and women who are in the cast. We have a cast of approximately 30 students, and today here in the
TV room.
Yes, thank you. We have eight of them. Our lead characters. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then you can ask them questions, Joel. Is there any other questions I might not have hit on that you wanted to know from me?
Are you going to hang around with us here a little bit, Mark?
A little bit. Okay. I will, yeah.
All right, hang on. I'll get you at the end here. So let's go around the room here and chat with some of the cast members that you will see this weekend in Cinderella. So I don't know if we want to start. We'll start with this right here. What's your name?
I'm Jaden Oscar.
All right.
I'm a senior, and I play Prince Charming.
Okay. What's the character again, Oscar? Jaden?
Prince Charming.
Oh, Prince Charming.
Prince.
Okay. All right. It comes natural to you, I bet, Jaden, right? Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. All right. What do you enjoy most about this character, about Prince Charming, Jaden?
Well, it's my first time playing lead, so it's kind of scary. But, you know, We do it. We get it done.
Yeah.
It's actually really fun.
How would you, what's the balance of singing versus actually remembering script and stuff like that? What's the balance for you?
I would say that the singing was more easy to memorize because, I don't know, the lines were so, it was just a lot. But,
All right. Very good. And you've been involved in other productions, Jaden?
Yeah, I was in Little Shop of Horrors and last year's Addams Family.
All right. What a jump. Little Shop of Horrors, Addams Family to Cinderella. Yeah, that's a little bit of a change there. All right, Jaden. Enjoy your time on stage there. Let's go here. What's your name, young lady?
Hi, my name is Haley Wade. I'm a senior, and I play Cinderella.
All right. What do you enjoy most about this Cinderella character there, Haley?
Honestly, I really enjoyed, like, getting to like figure out how to play her. And I think she's very sort of, she keeps to herself, but she's always hopeful and like she always is looking for a better life and hoping that she can, you know, go to the ball and try to get out of her house. So I think I really like that she's confident in herself and hopeful. And even though she kind of portrays that confidence can come quietly as well. So,
yeah,
I like that about her. And she's also very kind, which is something I admire.
Yeah. And what other performances have you been in recently, Haley, with the program?
I was Morticia in the Addams Family last year. And then I've also been a part of Little Shop of Horrors. I was in Elf the Musical Junior. And then I did some other productions when I was younger.
Yeah.
So.
Again, Morticia to Cinderella. Love the transition there. Yeah, Mr. Donner's good at that, making you adjust. I like that. All right, Haley, have a great performance this weekend. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Anya Brenholt. I'm a senior, and I play Queen Constantina.
Queen Constantina. Describe that character to us.
So I am the mother to Jaden the prince, and she's very... I don't want to say sassy, but she's kind of like the ruler. She's kind of more of a funnier character, in my opinion.
Okay.
But she kind of rolls over everyone.
All right. I guess when you think of Cinderella, you don't necessarily think of comedy, but it sounds like there's a little bit of fun in this, too. Comedy, right?
Yeah.
Lots of funny lines.
All right. Yeah. Sounds like a good, challenging character. Anya, what other performances have you been in at Shawamigan?
Just the Addams Family last year.
Okay. All right. All right, have a great performance, Anya. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the second row here. What is your name?
Hello, my name is Alex Turvitt, and I'm a junior.
All right, Alex, what character are you playing?
I play the king.
The king. All right. What's the king like in this performance?
The king is also the father to the prince. And also, he's a very, I guess... hides behind the queen, more, I don't know, type character.
Okay, all right.
His wife doing talking.
Yeah, he lets the wife talk.
He's a smart man, that is what he is, that's right. So what other performances have you been involved in, Alex?
Well, I last year was Lurch in the Addams Family, and I was the plant in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You stole my Lurch character last year. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that very well. All right. Alex, have a great performance. Thank you for taking time to join us. We're joined by the Shawamigan students in their media room there at the Shawamigan School. Who is this? What's your name?
I'm Nate Nichols. I'm a freshman, and I play Lionel. It's like the Royal Steward.
The Royal Steward. So what kind of a character, what kind of challenges as a freshman is it to get into this character?
Well, it is my first year in the musical, but he plays like a kind of like a funny character and like always is by the prince and by the queen, king and the queen, and like helping him out.
Yeah. What's it been like, your first musical? Is it a little bit overwhelming at first, delving into a big production like this?
Yeah, it is. It is a lot to get into and kind of hard to balance with sports too, but, you know, we make it work.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, congratulations. Enjoy your first performance here. Let's go to the back row here, I believe. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Mallory Smith. I'm a junior this year.
All right, Mallory.
And I'm the stepsister.
Oh, one of the wicked stepsisters?
Yup.
All right, that's got to be a lot of fun, this character, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, tell us what some of your favorite parts are, or what your why you like it so much, or what do you enjoy?
I think it's kind of fun to put my own perspective and like spin on the character and just kind of do some crazy things, because she's weird. She's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun just to act like with my other stepsister, which is Reagan, and you'll talk to her soon. But we get to do a lot of really funny stuff that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
She has a great laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I acted in high school, it's an escape almost, isn't it? Because you're like escaping your own personality into this other character, right?
Yes. Yes.
No. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. Mallory, what other performances have you been in?
I was in last year's The Addams Family, and I was also in Little Shop of Horrors my freshman year, and then I did some little like musicals when I was younger, too.
All right, Mallory. Look for Mallory, one of the wicked stepsisters. All right, who is this sitting next to you here?
I'm Reagan Hoffman. I'm a senior, and I'm Grace, the other stepsister.
Oh, the other. You're wicked, too?
Yep.
All right. What do you enjoy about this character the most? It's got to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it definitely is. I personally love the costumes and just how over the top we are. We make everything way more dramatic than it has to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just really fun.
Yeah. It's just those characters that are so outlandish are so much fun to play. Talk about the cast. I mean, and everybody kind of, it sounds like we have quite a few people in this cast, so it's got to be fun to see everybody working together, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. To see it all come together after the few short months that we've been working and how everybody works together so well, it's really been fun.
Yeah, it's part of the process. All right, what other performances have you been in?
I was in The Addams Family last year, and then Little Shop of Horrors, too.
All right. Very cool. All right. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We have a couple more here yet, I believe. We'll go that way. There we go. What's your name, young lady?
I'm Claire Young, and I'm a senior, and I play the fairy godmother.
Oh, you get to be the good one. Okay. All right. But you're sitting right next to the two wicked ones. All right.
I know.
All right. So you have, obviously people are very familiar with this role. What do you enjoy about it the most?
I think she's really funny. I mean, my scenes, she's kind of like playing around with Cinderella and like just teaching her lessons in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What other performances have you been in, Claire?
I was in The Addams Family last year and Little Shop of Horrors, and then I've done some productions when I was younger as well.
All right. Very good. All right. I think, have we hit everybody there, I think? No, we got another one here. What's your name, young lady?
Hi, my name's Caitlin Schrader, and I play the Eva stepmother.
The evil stepmother. Oh, you should be sitting next to the wicked ones. Okay, so what's fun about this character?
Definitely all of the giant
dramatic monologues that I had to memorize. Those were tricky, but I think it's really fun. I get to yell a lot.
You get to yell a lot. Okay.
I get to yell a lot. Okay. My children are stupid and my stepdaughter is pretty and I hate her.
Sounds like an over-the-top character. All right. So what other performances have you been in?
Last year, I was Pugsley in The Addams Family, and the year before that, I was a Ronette in Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay, very good. Enjoy the performance this weekend. I think we had everybody there. And Mr. Don, are you still there?
I am.
I just realized this as they were telling me this. You know, Little Shop of Horrors to Addams Family, and then I think you're probably thinking like, oh, I better get back to something that's a little more sane here. A little bit, anyway. Yeah, that's quite a transition from Addams Family to Cinderella.
Yeah, it's a totally different feel, but it's just a feel-good play. It's a traditional fairy tale, and the kids are doing an excellent job telling the story. And, of course, Rodgers and Hammerstein's music, it's just beautiful. And yeah. I just like to reflect a little bit upon what Nate said about these kids. They're in everything. They're in sports and they have jobs and they have their schoolwork to do, and yet they find time, and we juggle. And of course I probably get upset a little bit, but we all make it work in the end. It all comes together, and it's just amazing, the show. You will not be disappointed if you come out this weekend to see the show. These kids are very talented, and I'm just so proud of them all.
Yeah, and that is one of the biggest challenges, isn't it, is getting everybody together. A lot of times I you would probably say that sometimes it's pretty close to the week of the show before you actually have everybody on the stage in a certain scene, yeah. Because that's a challenge, isn't it?
It is. And, of course, this year there's been a lot of illness going around, you know, in the community, and it's keeping people healthy, and even keeping my adults healthy that are helping me has been a challenge this time. But everybody helps out, and it all comes together, and it's going to be a great show.
All right. Is there a song that we could do? Is there anything that is kind of a group that we could do with this? This might be a little more difficult than some of the other ones. What do you think?
We could do one. Like to see. We all looked a little bit of 10 minutes ago, right?
All right.
10 minutes ago, I saw you. I looked up when you came through the door. My head started reeling. You gave me the feeling. The room had no ceiling or floor. 10 minutes ago, I met you, and we murmured our how do you do's. I wanted to ring out the bells and sing out my arms and to sing out the news. I think that's far enough. We're all singing different lyrics. So.
Very good. Well, Mr. Donner, we thank you for all the work you put in with the kids, obviously. And this is a passion of yours. And you've retired how many times now and came back? Like 17 or so? But you keep coming back.
Right? Well, not that many.
But you keep coming back because this is a love for you, isn't it?
And
you
I really have to thank my wife for being so understanding, because I'm not home very much, so
yeah,
she deserves a big thank you too. So,
and we get to hear you play. I'm assuming you'll be on the piano again this year, is that right?
Actually, yeah. we are using recorded links that are produced by Right on Cue, Stage Ready, they're called, and they orchestrate everything, and nice. It's really beautiful.
So nice.
Takes I did a little playing for practice once in a while, but
yeah,
not very much.
Very good. All right. Showtimes again, Mr. Donner, this weekend. What do you got there?
Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock.
All right. In the beautiful
auditorium of Shawamigan High School.
Very good. Get your tickets at the door. Thank you to all the kids. Thank you, Mr. Donner, for taking time to chat with us. We always appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this and getting the word out.
You bet. All right. Have a great day, everybody, there at Shawamigan School. Talking to them live from the media room and the kids getting together. Cinderella this weekend. It's not, it's a comedy, too. We heard there from the kids. They like to have a lot of fun with it and some good music and just some greatly talented individuals. Going out and support it this weekend at the Shawamigan High School.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak today with President Trump about the conversation that happened Tuesday with Vladimir Putin. Putin not agreeing to a ceasefire, but agreeing that Russian troops will stop bombing Ukrainian infrastructure. Renewed airstrikes over Gaza. Israel continuing to demand that all of the hostages be returned to Israel. Chief Justice John Roberts rebuking President Trump in a statement for saying a judge who ruled against the Trump administration ruling should be impeached. Astronauts Sunny Williams and Butch Wilmore back on Earth and being checked out.
NASA and a medical team still evaluating that crew. They're making sure they're safe and healthy before reuniting with their families. The timing is still unclear, but it could happen within the next day or two. And after everything Sunny and Butch have been through, NASA is promising them some much-needed time off.
The two thought they'd be on the International Space Station for a week or so. Instead, they were up there for 9 months. It's ABC's Faith Abube. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
We are officially under a winter storm warning that began 7 a.m. today and continues to 10 p.m. today. Heavy snow is expected, with total snow accumulations between 4 and 6 inches, with locally higher amounts south of Phillips up to 8 inches. Winds will be gusting at as high as 35 miles per hour. Travel could be very difficult, and the hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday morning and evening commutes. If you must travel, it is recommended to keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of emergency. For road information, you can call 511 or visit 511wisconsin.gov. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. There is no required reading, and you can chat with others about books and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Phillips Public Library. While a winter storm hits north, some storms may spark up south. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot with more.
Thunderstorms are possible in southwestern areas of Wisconsin on Wednesday morning. Areas from La Crosse to Milwaukee and south are in a marginal risk for them to be severe. Hail and high winds are the main risks, with over a half an inch of rainfall expected too. Plus, power outages are possible as winds gust up to 45 miles per hour. And beware, when the rain flips to snow, streets will quickly become slippery.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed wide receiver and kick returner Mecole Hardman. He turned 27 last week, 5'10", 195 pounds. He won 3 Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs before spending some time with the Jets. Andy Reid on why they took him back.
He brings good energy and to the other couple guys that we have. Speed, not the biggest guy, but speed guy, so... Hey, you like those light components.
Hardman ran a 4.340 his rookie season. He signs a one-year deal with Green Bay. March Madness. The Badgers arriving in Denver last night, getting ready for their game tomorrow against Montana. NBA, the Bucks losing at Golden State, 104-93. Giannis says the Bucks need to be more aggressive.
As a team, we just got to play free. There's got to be like a joy within the game. And stop thinking about like negative stuff.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low, with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's one big, beautiful show. The Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show, March 29th and 30th at the Phillips High School. Making Phillips great again with big displays from Ross's Sports Shop, Bader Sports Center, J&A Services, Restore You, Medford Motors, and Lang Power Equipment. Register to win free guided fishing trips, and 98Q will be live on Saturday, sponsored by Tailored Family Care Clinic of Phillips. Enjoy food from Word of Life Family Church. All of this and a lot more at the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. This message is sponsored by Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. Stop in today to see Travis's showroom.
Mentioned a little bit earlier, Dick Verbsky's disadvantaged Adventures is back for another big year again. It is the 8th annual indoor fishing event, and it's coming up a couple weeks away. Yep, I know a lot of you like to plan for this on Saturday, April 5th, because you go inside out at the Big Bear Lodge in winter, and you grab yourself a beverage, grab yourself a chair, and you could win a lot of great prizes. And all the money from this, of course, goes to help out disadvantaged, disabled, and just give them good experiences fishing and such like that. And it's been a great, widely supported event. So again, that is on April the 5th, and that'll be at the Big Bear Lodge in winter, and we'll talk more about that. You can search for them on Facebook also, Dick Verbsky, V-E-R-B-S-K-Y, Disadvantaged Adventures, D-V-D-A, and they've been doing that for several years. Brewer's back on the air, of course, again. We're going to give you a little Brewer action. Toby is excited that someone's at the door again. We got Brewers on the air for real a week from Thursday. They're doing spring training, one more spring training game that'll be on the way for you this weekend. We're going to talk about the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We'll do that next here on Reality Radio. It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
Hey,
wow.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do a 60-point inspection test. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com. Fill out a credit app. You can drive one home today, or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway is just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com. All right, at 9:27, we're going to talk Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show. We have some special guests in studio, and look at that. We got Mr. Scott Hahn in the studio.
Yeah, Joel, sure is great man. To be here, you know.
Yes, good to see you.
That shovel outside the door, just put it away.
Yeah. Last time I did that,
I thought you for a while there yesterday, you were going to be shoveling me a path to get in here.
Yeah. Well, Scott, of course, is the director of what's the phrase you normally use? Is Darla here to listen? I don't think she is.
It is the biggest and best show in northern Wisconsin.
There you go. That phrase was said with much trepidation as recently as 5 years ago.
Yeah, we always had to keep our eye out. Is Darla around? Because you know they used to have a little something in Park Falls, but yeah. Mine was always the biggest and the best. So,
well, this show has been going for many, many years. You've been running it for how many years, Scott?
You know,
been doing this?
Somebody told me the other day that I thought it was 18. I think it's 19 or 20.
Yeah.
I got to look up exactly how many.
Yeah. It's been a great show and a great asset, not only to Phillips and the high school, but the whole surrounding area, and a chance for people to get together and kind of celebrate businesses, nonprofits, and it's just become a yearly social gathering.
Yeah, I tell you what, it really has, because, you know, I have people that come up from other shows, for example, like from Medford, Tomahawk, and they even say, Scott, we really like the vibe of your show. They said, the vendors actually seem to get along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of fighting, saying, hey, you're too close to my booth, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got a really good group, and, you know, I work hard. Joel, you know me, Joel and I used to work together here at the radio station. I like weeding out the troublemakers.
Yeah, that's right. But I'm still here. What happened?
Yeah, well, we let you slide.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah.
So, again, the show is coming up a week from Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and the 30th.
Correct. The show runs Saturday 9 to 4.
All right.
And Sunday 10 to 2, and it's always been up at the Phillips High School.
Right. And people can always go on Facebook and such and get the poster. And we're not going to delve into all the individual businesses that are there. There's tons of them. And every year we always get, probably five to six, seven brand new ones that come in. Never been in there before.
Yeah. every year that happens. This year, it just so worked out where we even have more, like a dozen new ones.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's because Trump is president or what the reason people are optimistic. But
whatever it may be.
Yeah, a lot more interest of new people coming into the show, so which is good.
Yeah, and we have arts and crafts, too, out in the lobby again, yeah, right?
Definitely. And yeah. When you come into the high school, you know, every high school has the layout of like a commons area. We have over 30 crafters, and we got to say home-based businesses in there, too.
Yeah.
Like our guest today.
Right.
And, you know, technically, Missy, you're not home-based business.
You know,
but in that area, we have all those to look at. Then you go into the gym where all the regular businesses are, Joel, and I've got like 50 booths in there.
Yeah.
So we got a big lineup. And the one thing I want to mention that's different this year, outside, and thank God because of the weather, when you approach the high school this year, when you're coming in, there's like, I've got four or five businesses with big displays outside.
Okay.
Like Medford Motors coming up from Medford.
Mm-hmm.
Lang Power Equipment.
Okay.
You know, they've got riding lawnmowers and tractors and toys like that. And I want to plug Nemeth Implement. They're from Stetsonville, but I was surprised. A lot of people up here have done business with them.
Ron, yeah. Ron's been on with us before.
Look at you just named him.
Ron Nolan, yeah, Nemeth Implement,
yeah.
Yeah,
he's a good guy, and so they're bringing up a dozen things. He's already got two parked there.
Yeah.
Already, a week and a half out. So,
yeah,
so a lot of things to look at before you even come into the high school.
Yeah, and one of the businesses that will be there, you mentioned, is MSC Creations. And
you bet.
Missy Negri is nice enough to join us live in studio.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Missy, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
Good. Well, tell us a little bit about, for those who may not pay attention very well, there may be a few out there, tell us a little bit about MSC Creations.
So, MSC Creations is a collaboration of myself, my sisters, and my mom, and my kids. And what it is, you know, we do customized printing of apparel and, you know, pretty much any type of needs that you want, I can take care of. Actually, I was doing something for Odeer Nutrition this morning. I have an order that I'll actually be bringing along with me to the sports show to, showcase what I do.
So you talk about customized. We're talking about clothing, coffee cup, basically anything?
Pretty much everything. So one of the main things that happened last year at the sports show is I ran into one of my old co-workers, Robin, over at Robin Custom Creations, and we were collaborating some ideas, and I came up with, I do these customized slates that I can take any picture that you want, and I take it and I put it on a slate, so it's there for all time memory. And I actually, right. I did bring one in today that I'm going to be dropping off. So
nice.
This one, actually, it's not specialized. Well, she does a lot of funerals. So okay. A lot of people have picked out items of images that I've made. And she put some customized into their floral arrangements.
Okay.
But not just with that. You know, if they want something a little bit different, you know, add in the picture of the loved one saying, I can add it on there. So, and actually, like I said, the one that I brought in today is congratulations for someone over at the Legion over in Phillips. So,
yeah, so customized stuff. And I know in the past years, people are just like, well, I can go online and whatever. But, you know, the percentage of times that thing comes back and you're like, oh, boy, this isn't what I want. They can work directly with you. They can sit down across the table from you, put it together. They can physically see it right there. I mean, that's very important. That's why you're staying busy, right?
Yep. And that's the thing is, like, you know, being local, you know, you can call, message me, and I can either meet up with you or, you know, it's that personalization, like you're physically talking to someone versus I can go on Amazon and I can order, you know, maybe the same hoodie that I'm wearing today. But it's a little bit different, you know, being a small business and keeping it local and
do it right. So MSC Creations, you will be at the home show.
I will be at the home show.
And also, we have royalty in studio, Scott.
Yes, we do.
I don't know if you tipped your hat to Olivia. Olivia Negri, our Miss Teen USA. Do I have that right, the title? I'm not sure I got that right. Miss Teen Wisconsin.
Yes.
Right, okay, gotcha. Olivia.
Joel, I'll be happy just to get a signed, you know, autograph on her photo.
I'll bring them in.
Yes. All right. Olivia, you will be at the home show too, right?
I will, yes.
All right, visiting with people and talking about your adventures. Now, we talked with you. How long has it been since you got the title? three, 4 months?
No, it's
six?
Been since June.
Oh, since June.
Yes.
Crazy. So how has your venture been since June? Talk about some of the places maybe that you stick out in your mind, some of the highlights of your venture.
It's been very good. Back in August, I actually traveled to L.A. for the Miss Teen USA competition, mm-hmm. which was a great experience. I got to meet all the other girls from all the other states, got to spend time with them all week. We went to Universal, which was very fun. We went to the Santa Monica Pier and just did a bunch of activities there.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I've kind of just been doing a lot of local things because of school and work. It's been nice just to, and in the winter, there's not much going on up here.
Sure.
But I do have a couple appearances coming up, actually. Next month, I'll be going down to Madison to do a meet and greet. There'll be some former Packer players and the CEO, so I'll be talking with them along with my miss. And I'll be going also to the Special Olympics in Minnesota in June, along with the Autism Walk in Butternut coming up.
All right.
Nice.
Staying busy. And you are what year in school, Olivia?
I am a senior this
senior
year.
Senior at Shawamigan?
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Yep, and you'll be able to find her easily when you come into the high school up front, where I got lots of banners and signs where I kind of hang out to greet people. And yeah. I was talking to Missy, Olivia's mom. I said, you know what? We need to spice that up because people are getting tired of me. So she volunteered her daughter. And I said, oh, good. That'll liven things up there.
Yeah, get a chance to meet Olivia.
Yep,
as
soon as
they
come in the door, Olivia, you'll be able to meet them all.
Perfect.
And get a photo if you like. Sure, that's fantastic. Good addition to the show, Scott.
Very nice.
I heard, too, in one of the ads that Gray did, the quality ad that Greg Henderson did for you for the show.
Yes.
We got a little different food vendor, right? Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we do. This year what we're doing is Word of Life Family Church from Phillips is serving the food as a fundraiser.
Okay.
Which is nice, and you know, you can't beat that, helping them.
Yep.
And they're gonna have several sandwiches available, even like a breakfast burrito with your coffee or orange juice in the morning to grab.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, every year we always have even just the vendors looking for food.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you add in all the people coming in. Yeah. So yeah, we want to support them. That's Word of Life Family Church.
And we want to thank our major sponsors. There's a lot of sponsors that make it happen, but you've had year-to-year ones that have just continually stepped forward, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's thank Wausau Homes, Jason Walkie down there. He's been show every year since the beginning, I believe. And you're going to be talking with him, I think, next week.
I think so, yeah.
Yep, he always does an interview. And we got Tammy and Jason Hastings from Hastings Concrete. You can't get a bigger supporter than Tammy.
Yep, exactly.
She's a big, I think she's going to be in next Wednesday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, with us here with our last Reality Radio. We've got Jenny from Hanson Heating is still a big supporter. And these two people here, this Michelle and Henry from Restore You. Boy, they're crazy. But crazy good as far as sponsors have been for a lot of years. Ross's Sports Shop, can't forget Johnny down there in Phillips. He's always been with us, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this year the new major sponsor is Travis from Wildwoods Taxidermy. Travis is a big supporter of the show.
All right. You got some, of course, all the booths always have stuff to sign up and give away, but the show has a couple of guided fishing trips, I think, right?
Yeah, they do. John from Ross Sports Shop, again, is going to have his half-day fishing guided trip. And then a young fellow from Phillips named Luke Bogdanovic, he has LB Fishing and Guide Service. He's giving away a half-day fishing guide also.
All right. Very good.
Yeah. And I guess I just want to say, you know, some of the featured things you're going to see, the booths in the gym is going to be like J&A Services from Park Falls here. Bernie and Dana that own that, they're out in the old Suburban Furniture Building.
All kinds of power.
Oh, my gosh, Joel. If anybody listening hasn't checked out their store, it's just fantastic. And they're going to have three big booths at our show.
All right.
Featured along with John from Ross's with two booths. And I heard you talking today with Baiters.
Yep. Greg will be there.
Yeah, he's got two big booths, too. So a lot of that going on in the gym.
All right, very good.
Yeah.
Phillips High School, a week from Saturday, Sunday. It's free to come and go as you want.
Yes, it is.
No charge to get in there and come and enjoy the days from all around the area, not just Phillips, of course, all around the area. People like to come to the show.
Yep.
All right. Well, we will have you back in next week, all right, to chat a little bit about some more of the things. So
you got it. Sorry, we got one more Wednesday before the show.
Yes, Missy and Olivia, thank you.
You're both.
both for coming in. Again, Olivia will be at the show. Chance for you to see Miss Teen Wisconsin and maybe a little photo off there and stuff. So that it's great news because, like I said, then Scott's going to disappear to the background. So it'll be good.
I'll be able to get out of there.
All right. Very good. Thank you, everybody, for coming in. More of Reality Radio. Had to get one jab at Scott. Hang on, because we're going to take a little break. But we'll come back. Scott Hahn's top five most interesting things that have ever happened to him at a sport, home, and craft show coming up in just a moment. Hey, hold on, Scott.
All right. Hey, I'm not leaving.
Okay, hold on.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to present to you something that the FCC may or may not think is suitable for radio, but it's Scott Hahn's and Greg Gunderson join us. Scott Hahn, you've been doing home shows for, what, like 18 years, you said, or something like that? And I asked Scott to put together a top five list of most interesting things that have happened to him as director of a home show. So he has, I have no idea what these are. So hang on, folks. Buckle your seatbelts.
If you could assemble your list that quickly, first of all, I'm impressed at your speed. So
yes, I did it real fast. And I did have to change a couple of them because I realized, you know, this is country radio in northern Wisconsin.
Fair enough.
We got to watch it.
Without any further ado.
Number five on the top five list of most interesting things that happened to Scott Hahn at his Sport Home and Craft Show.
Okay, we'll start. We'll go down there at number five. I got the okay on this one, so I don't get in trouble. Michelle from Restore You almost had a heart attack one year and fell off her chair because Henry actually showed up to work in his booth.
All right, very good.
Can I get a drum roll on that?
You got the bump.
Give me a double
bump. Shout out to Michelle. I love you, Michelle.
All right, Henry. A little jab for Henry. Number four on Scott's list.
Okay, janitor must have been mad that he was working late. Guy came in Saturday morning and he had two high school vans parked in front of the satellite dishes, Joel.
Oh.
Back in the day when you were even radio.
Oh,
Shack.
That was me, yeah.
Yeah, and another one at Peterson Satellite. And
yeah.
Yeah, and nothing was working.
Wait a minute. I remember doing the home shows. Nothing was working in our booth. Basically, every year was Joe Nesset troubleshooting just about everything for us. So, all right. Number three on Scott Hahn's top five.
Okay, number three. DJ Rick actually shut up for over a minute while he's doing a live broadcast. Yay!
I like that a lot.
I thought you'd like that one.
No, number two.
This one is a little funny, but it's true. The Boothing Company that I have put the booths together came on the wrong weekend.
Oh, no.
He showed up a week early, and the ladies at the high school office were going, it's next weekend.
Oh, no. That's crazy.
That is a crazy one.
All right. And the number one strangest things that happened to Scott Hahn during his Sport Home and Craft Show 18 years.
Doing the radio ads with Joel for the most interesting man in the world.
That's right.
Joel, if you remember that, I used to say, I don't always do home shows.
Yes, but when I do.
But when I do, I do the Phillips show.
Yes.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
The old Dos Equis commercials.
Yeah. Those were fun. We had people from all over calling us saying, boy, do more of those.
Yeah, very good. All right, Scott, always good to see you.
Thanks, Joel.
In here next Wednesday. More on the Phillips Sport Home and Craft Show a week from Saturday and Sunday in Phillips.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with Schlage Door Locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage Door Locks in stock. Save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with light snow and blowing snow likely today. We may get an inch or so of accumulation, but strong northerly wind gusts from 25 to 35 could create some blowing snow at times. 37 today, tonight, 18 for a low with wind gradually decreasing tomorrow. Sunny, 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
All right, a few more things I want to mention here as we wind down this edition of Reality Radio. We have Ruby's Pantry going on this Saturday. Of course, and the Butternut School, they do this once a month. $25 in cash, and they'll give you one share, which is about 65 pounds of food. It's a little bit of everything. It's always a lot of fun. Anybody's eligible. There's no income guidelines. It's just meant for something for the community to have a little fun and help out with. So it's 11 to 12:30 distribution on Saturday at the Butternut School. Get there early. Probably get there by 10 and get in line, because there is a long line of people that take advantage of that. Of course, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. You can check out thelordscupboard.org or the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry on Facebook page for more information on those. I see that the American Legion Post 182, their jackpot is well over like 12,000, I think, now for their 52-card 50-50 raffle tonight. They'll do the drawing at 7:30 for as little as $5. You can get in on that. You can get in on that at the Legion here in Park Falls. Price County Senior Dining, you need any information on what they do, 339-2158. Tomorrow they're going to be serving up pulled pork on a bun, along with potato salad and mixed baked beans and apple crisp tomorrow with Price County Senior Dining. And we have sign up for Little League and Park Falls baseball, softball, t-ball for all the youth programs. And the first one is coming up today from 4:45 to 6, and again March 24th from 4:45 until 6 at the Park Falls High School cafeteria. Greg Gunderson, if I was going to ask you, what is the when I say summer Little League, summer baseball, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Summer spent alone not doing that.
Okay, you weren't a summer baseball guy.
No, well, so you got to remember we were out by Pike Lake. That was born and raised out there.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was definitely possible. My parents would have been very willing, but there was just kind of a bit of a disconnect from those kinds of activities. I wasn't really involved in a sport heavily until golf in high school. So nice. Never played baseball.
Yeah.
I wish I had. I really, really wish I'd played some baseball, but shout out to my parents. They did everything they could that we asked them to do and would have brought me, but when you're out there
is a way, it's tough.
Oh, and of course, practices are perfect time so that when you get home, you sit there for an hour hour and then you turn right back around and you go back into town, or you have to sit there in town for 2 hours waiting for the darn practice to end. So it just, it's a rock and a hard place. Yeah, it's tough.
Exactly.
It's nice living out there, though. That's just one of the things you trade.
Oh, everything's got a trade-up, right?
Absolutely. Give and take.
Gray will talk Packers this afternoon at 4. I want to mention just a little bit, the Packers did make a couple of moves yesterday, not huge moves. Got a little wide receiver they tossed into the mix there. Oh, so a couple little things.
Love the fan reaction to it because they see that we add a three-time Super Bowl champion receiver and think, oh, is this the moment? Do we have the gut? No, we've got Mecole Hardman. He's been a chief, and that's why he gets his rings. But he is solid, and he's especially good as a return specialist. So look out for him as an interesting part of the offense because of how fast he is. He ran a 4.3 40. He has been injured here and there. His leg blew up the same year Aaron Rodgers did, and they were both Jets a couple years ago. So we also don't talk about that year because he was benched for two rookies and he requested a trade. So, yeah, Hardman has an interesting history, but he's fast, and LaFleur is going to know what to do with him.
Sometimes it's just not fair when a guy like that has three Super Bowl rings and a guy like Dan Marino has zero. It's just...
Marino hung it up like I talked about him a couple days ago this day in history. One of the best pure passers ever.
Yep.
And never got himself a Super Bowl ring.
Well, win his rookie year, and then after that, his defense was notoriously bad.
Defense wins championships. Dan Marino can't do it alone.
That's, put up huge stats and would lose 45-41.
If you ever ask yourself, did the Packers waste the second half of Aaron Rodgers' career? You could say yes in a way, but look at Dan Marino. He never got one. They got one with Rodgers. They got one because of Rodgers. He led that run. So it was sweeter than it sure could have been.
Yeah, the legacy of an NFL quarterback, of the great ones, is linked to what was around you. And
yes,
did you win a championship? Dan Marino did not have much around him. Quarterbacks like Fran Tarkenton, when he retired, he held almost every record in the book in the late 70s when he retired. All the yardage, all that stuff. But they couldn't win a Super Bowl. So when they talk about the greats of all time, he's not in there. He's not on the list. You got to win one. You got to get one at some point, or otherwise you're out.
Sure everybody on the team is at least good before you even ask about adding great anywhere. Give me good everywhere first.
And Rodgers, how many did Rodgers get?
One.
What would Rodgers be without that one?
Not
mentioned with Brady.
No, not at all.
Nope,
and he still is not. He's not in the GOAT conversation.
No.
I don't think Rodgers has an argument anymore for greatest of all time. And really, he probably never did. What he does have an argument for is one of the most talented all time. You know, some of the most accurate throws of all time. One of the greatest sideline passers. You know, one of the greatest duos with Jordy Nelson. But greatest of all time, full stop? No, that's Tom Brady, and it's not being touched right now.
Rodgers was a little more flashy than Brady.
Yeah, he did some things that Tom Brady couldn't do.
Yeah.
And because of that, people will say that he was better. No. There's all kinds of people who can do things that Tom Brady can't do. Lamar Jackson can do all kinds of things that Tom Brady will never do. But still not in the GOAT conversation. He's three or four Super Bowls away from even touching the outer fringes of that conversation.
For me, Tom Brady secured his spot as the greatest quarterback of all time when he went to another team and did it again.
Yep, I agree.
Joe Montana, he left the 49ers and went to the Chiefs, and it might not have been his fault, but he didn't win. He didn't get the Super Bowl. If Joe Montana would have went to the Chiefs and also got the Super Bowl after he left the 49ers, then they might be on equal playing field. But I think just the fact that Brady was able to do that puts him a little bit out.
Completely agree.
I completely agree.
He won Super Bowls as a matter of habit and his nature. That was Tom Brady was special. He just won. He wasn't the strongest, the fastest, but he was the best quarterback. Period.
He had the vision. There's something about quarterbacks that can just see it all. They can drop back and they can just look straight toward the goalpost. And they can see this happening, this happening, this. There's other ones that have to turn and look and look and look. The great ones can just go back, and for whatever reason, a gift from God or whatever, they can just see it all, and then they just pick it.
That he spent his life watching film, and he's still probably watching film because he doesn't know how to spend half of his day if he's not watching film. So, like, if you're a fresh rookie in game one the year you got drafted and you're going up against Tom Brady, I'm betting that he knows your defense better than you do. Yeah. Because you're just got the playbook and you're learning and you're fresh. He's been studying your defense and the coach who runs it for years. And he knows exactly why you just led with your left foot when you hitched to the left three times. Like, why is your right foot forward here? Why are you 3 yards from the line instead of six? Tom Brady has those answers, and he doesn't have to think hard. He just can call them to mind and immediately incorporate them into his plans. It's a level of planning that anybody anywhere would love to have. We just got to see it in American football.
Yeah, I don't like it. because he beat my team all the time, obviously.
Same. He did that a lot. That
I don't,
hurts.
But I don't have as a Viking fan, there's no history for me of Tom Brady ever beating us in a big game, because we never got to the Super Bowl, obviously, but even regular season. So there wasn't that dislike in there of him as there was as a Viking fan of Brett Favre ripping the Viking defense apart, of Aaron Rodgers ripping them apart, of other NFC quarterbacks like Joe Montana even, and Roger Staubach back in the day. So you have a tendency to have different memories of quarterbacks when they're removed from your conference, and you really don't have like a memory game to go back to and say, oh, I don't like him because he beat us there. But many AFC fans would be just the opposite, and they'd be like, Tom Brady.
Yeah, the main reason I don't like Tom Brady is envy. He didn't actually like ruin anything for the Packers very often. The switch from AFC to NFC was interesting because, hey, we might have to play him in the Super Bowl became, hey, we might have to get past him to get to the Super Bowl. And those are just flavors, variations on a theme. Yeah. But watching him just win that many, it's like, man, I feel like I'm being forced to watch the same show.
Getting to be the same with Patrick Mahomes. He gets a break now that he lost.
Yep.
He looked human in the last Super Bowl. So now a lot of people are going to back away a little bit, and they might be just a little bit all right if Mahomes gets another one here in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah. This gap was a little bit of mouthwash and what was getting to be a little bit of a cloying smell that was Patrick Mahomes.
Packer Talk weekday afternoons in the 4 o'clock hour with this guy right here, Greg Gunderson.
Can't help it.
See you, Greg.
Thanks, Joel.
McKay in the midday. He's coming in next. We'll see you back in here tomorrow morning. We archive under podcast at 98qcountry.com. We'll archive today's reality radio. If you missed it, you can listen back.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st, as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station that gets set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Thank you.
Daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for somebody's daughter.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Continued bombardments against Gaza and continued protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.